Glory by Reverend Bill Langrack. The primary meaning of glory is derived from the Old Testament word kabod, as in Ichabod, the child so named after the glory of God departed with the ark, 1 Samuel 4, verse 21. Its New Testament equivalent, doxa, as in doxology, originally meant opinion or view, but biblically has taken on the same meaning as the Old Testament, kabod, which refers to a thing of heft or weight, in other words, massive, important, substantial, abundant, or considerable, thus honorable, splendid, magnificent, and awesome to see, experience, or contemplate. The opposite is something slight, trifling, vain, and lacking, thus lowly, dishonorable, contemptible, and shameful. Psalm 4, verse 2, Isaiah 23, verse 9, Proverbs 3, verse 35, and 1 Corinthians 15, verse 43. In Scripture, glory is attributed either to God or to something God makes glorious by His presence or as His handiwork. God is glorious in His being. He is the God of glory, which is the splendid, magnificent, and awesome weight of His substantial, considerable, even infinite and eternal perfections. Psalm 29, verse 3. He is glorious in power. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 9. Greatness. Deuteronomy 5, verse 24. Wisdom. Psalm 104, verse 24. Righteousness. Isaiah 62, verse 2. Holiness, Isaiah 63, verse 15, love, John 17, verse 24, and mercy and grace, Exodus 33, verse 18 through 19. And wherever God dwells, in heaven, His temple, or with His people in the new creation, that glory radiates as holy, shining light, Revelations 21, verse 23, Exodus 40, verse 34, and 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. God reveals this glory in all His works, Psalm 104, verse 31. One such work is creation. The heavens declare the glory of God, Psalm 19, verse 1. The God of glory thunders, is upon many waters and above all the earth, Psalm 29, verse 3, Psalm 148, verse 13. As creatures of His wisdom and power, He gives glory to the flowers of the field, Matthew 6, verse 29, to forests and fields, Isaiah 60, verse 13, to bodies terrestrial and celestial, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 40, and to kings and kingdoms of this world, Matthew 4, verse 8. But it remains His that the whole earth be full of His glory, Isaiah 6, verse 3. The wickedness of fallen man is that he robs God of His glory. Man, once crowned with glory, but having sinned and come short of the glory of God, shamefully changes that glory into an image of himself and attributes its substantial splendor to the mere chance of evolution. Psalm 8, verse 5, Matthew 6, verse 2, Romans 1, verse 23, and Romans 3, verse 23. The thievery does not end there. Man robs God of His glory in the redemption of fallen sinners and creation by attributing some part of it to the will, worth, or work of the man. God will have none of it. His glory is great in salvation, Psalm 21, verse 5. He creates the church, places salvation in Israel, and builds up Zion for His glory, Psalm 102, verse 16, Isaiah 43, verse 7, and Isaiah 46, verse 13. To the glory of His grace He accepts those who are in Christ and gives to them His inheritance and the fruits of His righteousness, Philippians 1, verse 11, Ephesians 1, verse 6 and 18. To make known the riches of His glory, He afore prepared them as vessels of mercy unto glory, Romans 9, verse 23. Astoundingly, the glory that man tries to steal, God shares with us, John 17, verse 22. He calls us unto eternal glory, and afterwards receives us unto glory, 1 Peter 5, verse 10, and Psalm 73, verse 24. We are changed from glory to glory, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18, will receive a crown of glory, 1 Peter 5, verse 4, and appear with him in glory that is not worthy to be compared with our present sufferings, Colossians 3, verse 4, and Romans 8, verse 18. God most perfectly reveals his glory and glorifies us by his presence in the Spirit of Jesus Christ. As the express image of God, Jesus is the brightness of his glory and was glorified with him before the world was. Hebrews 1 verse 3, John 17 verse 5. Though he entered into our shame, we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father and manifest in mighty miracles. John 1 verse 14 and John 2 verse 11. Not seeking his own glory, he was raised from death by the glory of the Father and received into heaven, the King of glory, who comes again with great glory. John 8, verse 50, Romans 6, verse 4, Psalm 24, verse 7 through 10. Our calling is to give God the glory due unto his name, Psalm 29, verse 2. We glorify God by worshiping him reverently with the saints, Psalm 96, verse 8. By declaring among the heathen his marvelous works, including creation, 1 Chronicles 16, verse 24. By attributing to him alone the strength, wisdom, grace, love, and mercy of his work of salvation, including election, Romans 9, verse 23. By believing and confessing that Jesus alone is the Lord of glory, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 8, and Philippians 2, verse 11, and by patiently rejoicing in hope of the glory to be revealed in the perfected kingdom of Jesus Christ, Romans 5, verse 2. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of his glory in the face of Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. To him be glory forever.